This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the 14th India-France CEOs Forum in Paris last evening, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening business ties and fostering innovation. The forum brought together top industry leaders from both countries, focusing on key sectors like defense, aerospace, artificial intelligence, infrastructure, and sustainable development. In his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing attractiveness as a global investment hub, emphasizing its stable policies and recent economic reforms. He spoke about opening up the insurance sector to 100% FDI, allowing private participation in civil nuclear energy, and simplifying tax structures to enhance ease of doing business.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय व्यापार को आसान करने के लिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की मदद से भारत ट्रेड नेट की शुरुआत की जा रही है। ईज ऑफ लिविंग की दिशा में नया सिंप्लीफाइड इनकम टैक्स कोड हम ले आ रहे हैं। नेशनल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग मिशन की घोषणा की है और नए सेक्टर्स जैसे कि इंश्योरेंस सेक्टर को 100% FDI के लिए खोल दिया गया है। इन सब इनिशिएटिव्स को आप जरूर ध्यान से स्टडी करें। मैं आप सबको कहता हूं कि भारत में आने का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to France reports that the forum reaffirmed the strong economic partnership between India and France, paving the way for deeper cooperation in business, technology and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Marseille in southern France early this morning. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit reports the Prime Minister has a very busy schedule in Marseille today. In an exclusive conversation with Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to France Sanjeev Kumar Singla highlighted that the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille is a significant milestone within the framework of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He noted that this new consulate will enhance consular services for the sizable Indian diaspora in Marseille and strengthen India's strategic presence in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with President of Estonia, Alar Karis, on the sidelines of the AI Action Summit. They underlined that warm and friendly relations between India and Estonia are based on their shared commitment to democracy, rule of law, and the values of freedom and pluralism. The two leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing bilateral cooperation in various fields, including trade and investment and IT. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and his family in Paris. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various subjects. He also expressed delight over joining them in celebrating the birthday of their son. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Lam Research has announced major investment of over 10,000 crore rupees in India. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said it is one more milestone in India's semiconductor journey. He said it is a big vote of confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's semiconductor vision. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the importance of technology in intelligence generation. He said monitoring of terror financing, tightening grip of narco-terror cases and dismantling the entire terror ecosystem in Jammu and Kashmir are the priorities of the Narendra Modi government, chairing high-level meetings to review security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir. In New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah also directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue working in a synergistic mode to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. The country's net direct tax collection exhibited growth of 14.69% year-on-year to over 17,78,000 crore in the current financial year. As per the data released by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection increased over 19% in comparison to financial year 2023-24. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion of birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said, Guru Ravidas ji was a great saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.